time for the Zoom table on Niagara in the Morning from 610 CKTB.
838, and welcome into the Zoom table for this Tuesday, the 6th. My guests today, Martha Lockwood is the Reverend at Central United Church in Welland. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning, Tim.
Lauren Gretzinger is the principal, principal of the District School Board of Niagara. Good morning, sir. Whenever I say principal, I have to say sir.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
I am well. I've got to ask you guys a real quick question because we were having some fun in the last half hour talking about it. Today is drive-in day, the anniversary of the very first drive-in 91 years ago. Do you remember ever going to a drive-in when you were young? Do you remember what movies you went to see at all, Lauren?
Not when I was young, but since I have a young daughter and we just love going, and I take my great nephews with us, and it's always a little bit of a production, but I missed out on that when I was a kid.
It's funny, you know, because you think in today's society, you know, you got 75, 85 inch TVs, you know, OLED TV, OLED TVs and all that kind of thing. Why would anybody sit in their car and watch a screen that's, you know, miles away? I mean, I have fun. I love doing it too. Martha, do you remember?
Oh, absolutely. We used to go to the Mustang Drive-In in Fort Erie all the time.
Yep. Do you remember the first movie you saw at the drive-in, Martha? Do you remember?
I've been thinking about that this morning. The one that that stands out was the very first episode of Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep. Not the first episode, I guess the fourth episode.
I know. The first one they filmed, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk, speaking of younger people, there was a lot at Friday, there was Beach Day. And it's funny because I was telling the story this morning. My grandson said to me, we did a couple of things. And then he said, can you drop me at the beach at Sunset Beach? And I wasn't even thinking that it was Beach Day. It didn't even occur to me. So I drove down to Sunset Beach in St. Catharines, and it was a zoo. It really was. I mean, the traffic was insane. There were people trying to get out of the beach by walking. I got stuck in traffic for 45 minutes because there's really one way in, one way out. And you heard on the news today how violent it was at that one beach, not at the others, but at Sunset. It got violent. There were arrests made. There was drug use. There were car accidents, et cetera, et cetera. My grandson said to me that days like that, and he was there, he said, I'm embarrassed by my generation. I wonder, though, is it this generation or do we conveniently forget what things were like when we were younger? Did you have a beach day of any sort when you were in high school, Martha?
No, but I can honestly remember in 5 years, because that was grade 13 days, in 5 years of school at Ridgeway High School, Ridgeway Crystal Beach, there was one fight in the parking lot once. That was it. It just, there wasn't the brawling. Now, I know before I got to high school, there was rivalry between us and Fort Erie High. I think a fight broke out at one of the football games. That's kind of lives in infamy. And I know there was they called it the Crystal Beach Riot back in I think it was the 60s. And it was, or maybe it was even the 50s. And it was two frats, a group of Canadian guys and a bunch of American kids who were from the same fraternity.
I remember when I was in high school, we had frats and sororities and we all wandered around in our frat jackets thinking that we were really cool. Lauren, as a principal, is it just too easy to say that it's worse today than it was? Is it just because there's more available?
I think it's a development because back in 1980, whatever, we were a part of Hush Hush Day. It was only for a seniors thing for the graduating class. It was very much verboten, but it was done. And I think those types of traditions can often develop, and especially adding a pandemic in between that has people missing things that they've seen done before. And it's my understanding that everybody goes now. It's in the high school. And I happened to be at one of my colleagues' schools the other day, and it was about half the school that was on beach day and doing that.
You know, it's funny because we had a beach day when I was in high school. It was in Port Colborne. It was called Quarry Day because we would go and hang out at the quarry where everybody swam. And it was almost everybody at that point. Did it get violent? Yeah, there were times. There were a couple of years that it got nasty. And I think we sometimes have selective memory about what it was like when we were younger. I remember fights breaking out. I remember frat brawls and whatnot. And I think too easy just to say it's worse now. But then again, as kids, we didn't have social media to deal with. We didn't have groups that would get together online and, you know, make plans to do stuff. It was technologically, it was a hugely different world. Yeah. I don't know whether it's fair to say that the kids are worse today. Can you say that, Martha?
I don't know. I was far more, and I think many of my peers would agree with this. I was far more afraid of what my parents would say to me when I got home. Never, I mean, they never hit me, but never wanted to displease them. I was far more afraid of them than I was Mr. Trichu. I was afraid of Trichu too. But, I don't know if that's as prevalent as it used to be.
Lauren, in your time as a teacher and a principal, is it changed? Are you one of those that says, kids today?
No, I think kids are kids. And I think we have to meet them where they're at, socially and academically. So if we see a need for certain social skills and we see a need for certain resources and support for them, whether it's through mental health, whether it's through, certainly we are more aware of mental health now. So there are a lot more mental health needs and there are a lot more mental health supports that are out there, than in my day. But I don't think that kids are any worse. I think kids bring them their best selves to school, and they have different opportunities that they can take.
Well, let's be honest. In the days when we were young, when kids didn't have mental health problems, they just didn't. They were just bad kids.
Yeah.
You know, right. Well, we didn't recognize that kids in high school or younger than that would ever have mental health problems. They were just bad kids.
Yeah.
So at least we've come that far.
Yes. So it is an evolution.
Back to the Zoom table on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Zoom table for today. Joining me, principal at DSBN, Lauren Gretzinger. She is the minister, the Reverend Martha Lockwood at Central United Church in Welland. So today, June 6th, is the anniversary of D-Day. It's 79 years since D-Day happened, the strategically planned battle that ultimately led to the end of the Second World War. 79 years on, I wonder how well we remember it, because I looked at a number of media outlets today, and if they mentioned it at all, it was well down the list of things behind Prince Harry and behind what Pierre said about Justin and Justin said about Pierre and behind Trump and DeSantis, and well down the list, there was D-Day 79 years ago. Had it not been for D-Day, we probably wouldn't have the ability to sit here and complain about things the way that we do. We all have differences of opinion. And to this day, people kind of forget that that's what we were fighting for in the Second World War, because people in Germany did not have that. And had Germany won the war, this would have been a different place. Do we need to ramp up our memories of D-Day, of things like that? I know we have this discussion kind of around Remembrance Day usually, but this is an important day because this was the beginning of the end of the Nazis. Martha, what do you think?
It's 79 years this year. I suspect next year on the 80th, it'll get a little more attention. Generally, the significant anniversary. I mean, every anniversary is significant, but the 5 and 10 years are usually But yeah, I think we need to remember, because otherwise it's going to happen again, and maybe not in the same way, and maybe not even a foreign body, but certainly in the US, there's some frightening things happening that echo some of the things that were going on in Nazi Germany in the 30s.
Well, and that's what I kind of was going for, is that we see echoes of that happening in some quarters of the Western world today. Lauren, your thoughts?
Well, I think we need to take our Legion more seriously. I think we need to all get involved. I think as the generations go, the Legion is changing and shifting. And support that very important community organization that helps keep it alive in our memories. Same with, as you said, Tim, same with Remembrance Day. I like to do things in my school for those days that are a little bit different, in addition to, so it has a bit more impact, so that it's not just the same thing all the time. So 1 year we actually had a citizenship ceremony in the school on Remembrance Day. So many new Canadians were sworn in that day. And it just helps, make it different, so it doesn't become rote. It needs to be meaningful.
It's more difficult now because, by and large, we don't have people who were there anymore. There are very few alive that were part of it. As the years gone by, of course, those brave people have been lost to time, and age. And I guess that's when the generation is completely gone, then it becomes even more difficult, doesn't it? Then it becomes just a couple of pages in a history book, Martha, because there's no personal face. That's the danger, isn't it?
I you know what, we need to it's, I think it's our job. I know I heard stories from my uncle who served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II, friend's father who served in the Korean conflict. We need to keep telling those stories to the next generations, as we were told as kids. And I think every Remembrance Day, and even Memorial Day, I thank my, because I have a lot of American family, thank those members and where they served, from Vietnam and the Gulf to World War II. So I think it's up to us to keep sharing that oral history and putting aside that day, as Lauren's done in his school. And I love the tie-in with the citizen ceremony, citizenship ceremony. That's wonderful. But
And we also have to remember that there are conflicts still going on in the world.
Absolutely.
And I think it's far too easy for kids to know of some conflicts but not others. And how the fact that war and battle is something that has not gone away.
Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense in the United States, yesterday in speaking at D-Day remembrances, said that what's going on today in places like Ukraine is an echo of what a lot of people went through back 79 years ago, and even further that than in World War I. And we can't let our guard up or let our guard down, because these kinds of things can still happen. We think we got rid of Nazism and fascism, yet look what is happening these days with Putin's and his ability to just walk into another country and say, "You're ours." There are a lot of very familiar echoes there, aren't there, Martha?
Absolutely.
We've got about 5 minutes before we get to 9 o'clock. I wanted to get to, I've got time here. I wanted to get to, given that we were just talking about D-Day, we were talking about kids, we were talking about all of these things, and I mentioned that D-Day was well down the list of news stories. I want to ask you, and I ask every so often, I ask my guests on this program, what news story happening today is not getting enough coverage in your mind? All right, now this is a very personal thing for both of you, and I didn't prime either one of them that I was going to ask this question. But in your mind, with all of the things going on in the world, what's not getting enough coverage? Lauren, I'll begin with you.
I think it has to do with the migration of folks, you know, there, with Wroxham Road, and, you know, people coming into Canada or from the States. And I think that immigration component, there are certain slants to it, but we don't tell the whole story. We don't tell the whole story of Mexico and people coming from South America or Africa and those things that are there. So I think the fuller story needs to be told, because I think we need to focus on people as a 2023 world population, because those stories really move people to change and help them understand, you know. And again, Wroxham Road is a celebrity moment, but you know, there's so much more to that story.
Okay, Lauren, thank you. Martha, what about you?
I think homelessness, I think that should be front page news every day. I found out yesterday with a lunch with some of my high school friends that we have a small tent city about a kilometer from my house. It's in the woods, in the bush. I had no idea it existed, and neither did they until very recently. One of our friends got his bike stolen, so when you live in Crystal Beach, you kind of go looking because you got an idea where it might be. And there's a little makeshift chop shop, if you will, in the bush, mm-hmm. Where there's tons of bicycles in various stages of. And so he found it. He found his bike, and there was a young woman there, and he said, "What are you doing?" Like, he engaged her. He didn't just take his bike and leave. And he found out that she had children. They were living not far away in this little tent city that they have in the bush, kind of in the Ridgeway, Crystal Beach border. And half a kilometer from the million-dollar homes that have been built in the last few years. And he went and bought groceries for them. But no clue that this is happening in my little burg. I thought Fort Erie doesn't have much of a homeless problem. Well, apparently it does.
Not just Niagara Falls, St. Catharines, Welland, it's other places as well, as you say. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for your thoughts on that. That's some great thoughts from both of you. Lauren, Martha, thanks a lot. Thank you. And tomorrow we'll get this thing again going at 5 a.m. I'm Tim Dennis. This has been Niagara in the Morning.